Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Google's AI chatbot Gemini retains conversations for up to 3 years, even after users delete the app. The company updated privacy policy highlights that reviewed conversations, including details like language, device type, and location, won't be deleted with the Gemini app activity. This retention policy applies to conversations scrutinized by human reviewers, urging users to be cautious about sharing personal or sensitive information. The transparency over whether conversations have been reviewed remains unclear, advising users to err on the side of caution. That and many, many more stories tonight. You're listening to Geek News Central, episode 1724, coming to this Monday, February 19th. I'm your host, Todd Cochran. A big shout out to our primary sponsor at GoDaddy.com. Powering Geek News Central, grab their deals at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And hey, to all of our awesome listeners, you're the real MVPs. Contribute your time, talent, or treasure at geeknewscentral.com/insider by becoming a GNC insider. Pick up a modern podcast app from podcastapps.com. Join our value for value movement by downloading a modern podcast app. To all our amazing listeners out there, a big virtual hug. Dive into our digital hub at geeknewscentral.com. Don't forget to check out our partner shows, all linked at the top at Geek News Central. Get on board and don't forget to follow or subscribe via your favorite modern podcast app and sign up for your newsletter while you're at it from the website at geeknewscentral.com. You can always join our chat room at geeknews.chat. That's a private link that we don't share publicly on the website. So you can be involved with that, being part of the Ohana here. Have feedback? Email me, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com, or catch me on X at Geek News, or find me on Facebook. A massive salute to GoDaddy, the longest continuous sponsor of a podcast where we lock in great savings for you. Get over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Pick up a new domain name for $11.99 for a new domain name, or $6.99 a month. Economy hosting includes a free domain, professional email, and an SSL certificate for the first year, or $12.99 a month. Manage WordPress hosting, free domain, professional email, and again, that SSL certificate for the first year. $6.99 a month. Economy hosting, $12.99 a month. Manage WordPress hosting, or get a free trial of GoDaddy Website Builder, your choice of personal business, a business plus plans. We definitely want you to lock in some savings. And don't forget, if you're shopping for something other than the products stated above, you can still go over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy, and you'll see an offer description that says savings start here with GoDaddy. Click on that. That will basically track any purchase that you make at GoDaddy and credit it back to my account. Now, while the majority of the value I get from those of you that are using GoDaddy promo codes is with the hosting accounts, the ongoing utilization of GoDaddy products and services by you, the listener of this show, and using my lock-in code will definitely send a signal to GoDaddy that we're having influence on your purchasing decisions. These GoDaddy coupon codes are non-expiring, and they're verified to work and validated on a regular basis. Your support keeps this podcast online, the independent writing team employed. You support, again, a small group of independent content creators using one of our promo codes. We want to thank you for your ongoing support of taking over, basically picking a product over at GoDaddy. So definitely check all those promos out at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Hello, everybody. How you been? How you doing? We're back with you for another episode of the Geekness Central podcast. I hope everyone has had a great Monday, heading into a full work week here. Very, very busy for me. I had a very, very full day at the office. Lots of things going on. Sadly, though, I had to deal with some personal stuff. Shoko's sister, Mie, in Okinawa, Japan, passed away. And so dealing with a little bit of a family, we knew she was sick. She's been suffering from a long-term illness. This does not come as a surprise, but it's, you know, still hard for Shoko to have lost her sister. And she's headed to Okinawa tomorrow, and just off another surgery as well. So traveling is not the easiest for her at this given time, but she's going to make it back and be there for a week to celebrate her sister. So, a little bit of, that kind of was going on here for a while today, and looking for flights and so forth. But, I guess this is what happens as we all get older. We start losing those that we love around us, and it's a very sad situation. But condolences to the entire family, and I have fond memories of her sister, because she would be oftentimes the one that would come out to Kadena and pick me up, and even when Shoko was not in Japan, and we'd just hang out with the family and go eat. And she was quite the comedian as well, and spoke a fair amount of English. So just absolutely pleasant. She survived by her husband and three children. So, very, very sad day for the family. But, this was not an unexpected event. So I hope everyone's doing well, and hope you and yours are safe and sound. And let's go ahead and get into the tech stack. And the first one thing I did want to remind everyone, I do want to thank the 2000 sats from RW Nash, and I just loaded up the Boostagram console, and 2000 sats from him and 100 sats from Alex. I definitely appreciate that. And then the streaming sats that have been coming in with those new modern podcast apps from podcastapps.com. We've had some streaming sats come in from a number of folks. We definitely appreciate, and of course, that page does not want to load at this given moment when I click the tab. Internet in my current location has not been great. It's been sufficient, but not primo per se. It's kind of like working out of my office in Michigan, not in my office, but working out of my home in Michigan prior to getting Starlink. But a lot of streaming sats for the new media show. And let me go down and look. The last streaming sats for Geekness Central came from Darren Schwartz. And we definitely appreciate his 100 sats per minute streaming sats that came in for the show. Thank you so much for that as well. All right, let's go ahead and get into the stack. This first story is a little bit, I guess it shouldn't come as a surprise, because we all know that Google saves our searches tied to our account. When we do a Google search, those searches are saved. So this should not come as a surprise that Google is going to keep all conversations you have with its AI chatbot, previously named Bard and known as Gemini, for 3 years. So just be aware of what you're telling the app, what you're sharing. It's a little bit surprising, but I guess it's not. We should be aware of that. At the same time, OpenAI tried to trademark GPT, but the U.S. Patent Office has said no for a good decision that's came out of there. Now, as a reminder, you can run your own custom chatbot if you have a decent GPU on your computer. If you have a Windows 10 or 11 machine and a GPU as powerful as the GeForce RTX 30 with at least 8 gigs of video random access memory, you can run some of these chatbots right on your local computer and not have to worry about these privacy situations that happen. Many of you were aware that Wise had an outage. I'm a big Wise fan. But what's sad is the Wise outage led to cameras of 13,000 customers being shown to other users. Like some sort of caching issue that happened when they launched the Wise app. Now, this outage was caused by some sort of issue at AWS, but they confirmed over the weekend that camera thumbnails were accidentally accessible from other users for a brief period. The thumbnails were seen in the Wise app event tab and showed images, not full clips from cameras that were not from a user's own camera. The company at the time mentioned the Verge that the issue had been reported by just over a dozen users, but the actual impact was far greater. In a round of emails sent to Wise customers, Wise explained that this thumbnail issue affected roughly 13,000 customers, and thumbnails from other accounts were sent to that huge number of Wise owners. And it apparently led to some uncomfortable situations, including from one Reddit user, a 23-year-old woman who was getting ready for work during the outage. And so one can only imagine if they were, what state of dress they were. Now, here's my Wise cameras. I do not have any Wise camera in my home, office, or anywhere that are in areas where an intimate image can be captured. Now, if I'm walking around in my kitchen, in my skivvies, then so be it. That might get captured. But I have no cameras anywhere when one might be in a state of full undress, in a bath towel or anything like that, that does not, bode well for me in that kind of an instance. So I don't have a camera somewhere where normally it would pick up something that I would not want to have seen on the public internet, for sure. Hey, I want to just take a second here, and I want to thank Gary Ebos, our $10 a month warrior, who is the sustaining donation to as an insider. We want to thank Gary for his continued contribution and his belonging to the Insiders Group, Insiders Club. And if you're not an insider, part of the Insiders Club, we want you to be part of the Insiders. All you got to do is go over to geeknesscentral.com/insider and consider a $2, $5, $10, $15, $20, or $25 a month ongoing donation to the show. Or you can make a one-time donation there, or even send Satoshis or on-chain Bitcoin. You can do that as well as use one of those modern podcast apps. Throw $20 in the sat bucket and stream sats to the show while you're listening to the podcast on one of those modern podcast apps. So you can spread the wealth over time to the show. If every one of you did that and just set your sats to stream it, 100 or 200 sats a minute over time, that is collectively a large amount of fiat funds that can be, or basically a large number of sats that can be converted to fiat funds. Every penny helps in the ongoing support of the show. If I'm providing value to you, which it appears some of you don't think so because you have not become insiders yet. So what can I do to add value to this show, to convince more of you to become insiders in supporting the podcast? Nothing is guaranteed long-term with our sponsor. So we definitely want to continue to build the number of insiders that are supporting the show, and your support by providing time, talent, or treasure is greatly appreciated. We want you to heavily consider coming in again, just $2 a month, $2, $5, $10, $15, or $25, and 6.7 cents a day is that $2 a month donation. So definitely think about it, all right? We definitely appreciate it when you do. The concept phone, there's a concept phone that ditches all apps and uses AI to read your mind. Dutch Telecom, it hints at a phone concept with no apps, just AI. They are a major shareholder of T-Mobile and teasing a phone at MWC 2024 that eliminates apps in favor of an AI interface. So teaming up with Qualcomm and Brain.ai, Telecom built a phone with an app-free UI and powered by a cloud-based AI, the phone dubbed T-Phone, will be shown off again at the end of the month at MWC 2024. We will see. We'll see where this goes. They're set to flaunt the device and its practical applications like booking flights and hotels. There's an app for that, by the way. And I don't find myself booking flights or hotels very often on my phone. I find myself doing that on my laptop as it gives me more options to kind of search around and find good pricing. An iOS Trojan collects face and other data for bank account hacking. We talked a little bit about this, but it's getting more news. Chinese hackers are using Android and iOS Trojans to obtain information needed to steal money from your bank accounts. The threat actor tracked at Gold Factory was first spotted last year, and it appears to target the APAC region, which attacks likely carried out to date in Thailand and possibly Vietnam. The Gold Pickaxe Trojan is designed to collect face profiles, identification documents, and SMS messages from the infected mobile device. This data enables the threat actors to gain access to the victim's bank account and make unauthorized money transfers. So just be aware. Be careful what you're logging into. Careful which apps you're using. It's a crazy world out there right now. Not surprisingly, more and more workers are being forced back to the office, and they are not happy. The RTO, return to office policies, you know, follows a big push for remote working, but a survey conducted by a recruitment agency in Randstad, UK, found that 60% of 2,000 workers across the UK feel that despite the clear trend towards in-person working, both across UK and globally, more than half now describe the option to work from home as non-negotiable when choosing where to work. So if you think about that, these companies said you have to return to office, and then 54% of people said, well, I'm not going to work for your company. That's a big number. Organizations are digging in and refusing to budge on remote working could face a great deal of pain they need to keep in mind when trying to attract and retain talent. You know, my company, we're completely 100% remote. It's not always the best. It's a bit of a challenge. Many companies have been reacting to the challenging economic conditions. So time will tell on this, and we'll see if more companies push the remote working. The European Union is urging Meta to stop offering an ad-free subscription service. 28 organizations have co-signed an open letter following Meta's launch of a paid subscription for ad-free access to Facebook and Instagram in the EU, EEA, and Switzerland. 28 organizations have written to the European Data Protection Board for it to be slapped down. Well, you know, here's the EU. They're all the time wanting to, you know, make all these restrictions on what can be tracked and what can't, and ad policies. So, of course, Facebook has got to figure out how to make money, so they're offering a paid service. And oh, no, you can't offer a paid ad-free option. And basically, they're saying that ad-free Facebook holds your personal data to ransom. And, you know, ad-free subscriptions are nothing new. Online media companies often rely on them to turn a profit. You look at Twitter, they're doing the same thing. Again, despite a ban on targeted ads in Europe coming into effect November last year, Meta's announcement of the policy in October continued to insist that users who did not pay the fee would continue to see ads irrelevant to them. While I'm sure this is very narrowly within the law and practice, such a threat continues to highlight the need for privacy advocates against Meta and other social networks. So they don't like a company. How can they tell a company you can't offer a paid service? They've really got some gojones, to be quite frank. Now, if you're looking for a year of isolation, NASA's offering a dream job for space lovers. And again, this is basically you're going to get locked in a box. The space agency crew health and performance exploration involves being confined to 158 square meter, 1,700 square foot habitat called Mars Dune Alpha, with limited resources and facing challenges such as environmental stressors and equipment failure. During the mission, the crew will conduct simulated spacewalks and provide data on a variety of factors, which may include physical and behavioral health and performance. So if you want to apply, eligible candidates must be U.S. citizens, permanent residents between the age of 30 and 55, in excellent health, and be non-smokers with no criminal record. Potential crew must also have at least a master level of STEM qualifications, whatever that is, a minimum of 1,000 hours as an aircraft pilot or completed military officer training. Application questions range from topics of diets and gut health to experience with isolation and claustrophobia. You must also provide thoughts on your expectations of the experience. They don't say how much this is going to pay. The online application deadline is Tuesday, the 2nd of April. Good luck for those of you that want to apply. Apple, though, wants to integrate the Vision Pro into its top secret car project. Now, it's only been a couple of weeks since Apple's Vision Pro headset launched, but there's been a few instances of people apparently wearing the device while driving. Now, I wonder how safe that is. Now, it looks like Apple's working on a dedicated feature that would allow Vision Pro owners to use their headsets while they're on the road, and which will presumably be a safer experience than is currently the case. The concept was spotted in a recently published patent that combines two of Apple's most advanced projects, the Vision Pro and the company's top secret self-driving car. The patent is concerned with an adaptive cruise control system that could adjust a vehicle's speed based on proximity of a car directly in front of the driver. Now, how is your peripheral vision affected by this Vision Pro? I would think it would be affected considerably. I can't imagine this being safe to do. What are your thoughts on driving with the Vision Pro? I think someone's actually just trying to get clickbait for sure. Pretty scary in its own. The FBI warns Chinese malware could threaten critical U.S. infrastructure. This is an ongoing task or ongoing conversation. The FBI is laser-focused on Chinese efforts to insert malicious software code into computer networks in ways that could disrupt official critical U.S. infrastructure. The director said he was acutely concerned about pre-positioning of malware. He said the U.S. recently disrupted a Chinese hacking network known as Volt Typhoon that targeted American infrastructure, including electricity grid and water supply. He said, I'm sober and clear-minded about what we're up against. We're always going to have to be kind of on the balls of our feet. He says Volt Typhoon was just the tip of the iceberg and was one of many such efforts by the Chinese government. Accordingly, the U.S. government has been tracking Chinese pre-positioning operations well over a decade, but Ray told the security conference that they had reached fever pitch. He said China was increasingly inserting offensive weapons within our critical infrastructure to attack whenever Beijing decides the time is right. So don't get me wrong. The Chinese are not our friends. No matter what people will say, they have a goal, and they're very, very patient. We must remember, they don't work in 5, 10, 50. They work on a 100-year scale. So, death by a thousand cuts. A top hacker was arrested for selling bank details on thousands of accounts. Ukrainian police arrested a 31-year-old man who was gaining access to these accounts by offering compromised commercial software for free across Windows and Android victims. The person's identity remains unknown, but he was apparently earning hundreds of thousands of dollars, and the entire operation was run from his bedroom. Images posted with reports seem to suggest the hacker used login information to access victims' Google accounts, as well as banking services. Finally, use a telephone with a Russian number to communicate with potential buyers selling access for Bitcoin on the dark web. It's difficult to earn much money the hacker attained this way. The police believe he amassed at least $92,000 from his sales, but the actual number is probably much higher. They confiscated a number of things from his possession, including a luxury Mercedes-Benz SUV, and worth roughly $65,000. So he probably was not working alone, but again, trying to take your money. Tech leaders that fled San Francisco during the pandemic, well, they're coming back. In 2020, venture capitalist Keith Rabels urged startup funders to join him in ditching San Francisco for Miami. Well, the hard pivot to Miami has faltered. Several of the startups that he backed are relocating operating offices elsewhere to better attract engineering talent. Late last year, he was pushed out of his old venture firm, Founders Fund, after falling out with some colleagues. Now he plans to spend 1 week a month in San Francisco for a new employer and is busy renovating a house there. But basically, because of all the AI stuff, people are rushing back to the Bay Area. The FTC has banned AI impersonations of individuals and unveils greater power to win stolen money back. Now, I don't know how they're going to fight this. They talk a big talk. You know, AI impersonations of individuals is, you know, going to be a thing. The agency said it's taking this action in light of surging complaints around impersonation fraud, as well as public outcry about the harms caused to consumers and to impersonated individuals. The FTC has apparently got new powers and said it's seeking comment on whether the revised rule should declare it's unlawful for a firm such as an AI platform that creates images, video, or text to provide goods or services that they know or have reason to know is being used to harm consumers through impersonation. FTC chair added that the agency wants to expand the proposal to its impersonation ruling, which will now include individuals, not just governments and businesses, in order to strengthen the FTC's toolkit to address AI-enabled scams. So we'll see. And it will now be able to file federal court cases directly in order to get cyber criminals to return their earnings made from impersonations. The FTC believes this is a significant step. So they passed this 3-0. It would be published in the Federal Register. I don't know. I don't know how they're going to keep up with this and how do they get money back from people that are doing things overseas. I'm doubtful. I really, really am. Anyone operating in the United States impersonating U.S. persons, you know, they're just asking for trouble. I think most of this is going to come from threat actors overseas. If you own Sony stock, whoa, $10 billion, it lost $10 billion in value as the company lowers PS5 sales projections. This announcement belies a bigger issue according to financial analysis. Though by choice, Sony to drop its prediction of 25 million PS5 sales in the upcoming fiscal year to 21 caused the company's stocks to dive. It said that Sony's forecast cuts for PS5 is not what is disappointing. Rather, it comes down to a fall in the company's operating margin. For those not in the know, an operating margin refers to leftover profit an organization makes from after all operating costs. Per CNBC, Sony's operating margin in the gaming industry came in to just under 6% last year. This is markedly less than 9% we saw this time in 2022. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Again, I'm not a gamer. I don't understand gaming consoles. I don't know how much they're used. I know a lot of computers are being used versus gaming consoles. You know, how does this whole game change? Is the day of gaming consoles soon coming to an end? Time will tell. If you're a Volkswagen fan, they've revealed the ID.7 Tourer. T-O-U-R-E-R, adding one of the first estate cars into the EV mix. And they lifted the lid on this, ID.7. And it's a long-bodied station wagon that builds for its existing fastback saloon platform and bears all the hallmark of a classic estate with a twist of civet shooting. It's a very long sedan with the EV. 425 miles of range, which is, that's incredible, but a huge amount of storage area. And I looked at the image of this. It's going to probably be priced in a 56,000 pound area or around $50,000 US or $95,000 Australian dollars. So Yeah, for those of you that want a station wagon and want a car that will, carry a lot of luggage and so forth, four-door, fit you and the kids and everything you need to travel, this might be the vehicle in your future. Eye safety for solar eclipse, what to know about glasses, cameras, and phones. A lot of this is coming up for the forthcoming eclipse. Link will be in the show notes. You can definitely check that out on their suggestions. Also, there's a report that says, don't believe all the hype about people returning to Vision Pros. This reporter called 24 different stores to ask how many returns they were getting. And generally, it was maybe 1 to 2 per store. So I don't know if that's, if you think about that, 48 across 24 stores, I still think that's a pretty high return rate. But they said it's the store owner or the store individual says it's basically normal to just a little bit above. I just don't think, if I think about it, I don't remember the last time I've ever returned anything from to Apple. Google may build Gemini AI directly into Chrome, and Google is now fleshing out its newly unified Gemini AI system in its browser with its first attempt at integrating chat with Gemini into the Chrome Omnibox. So we'll see where this goes. I'm looking at some instructions here. It tells how to enable some of it in Chrome now. With this 3-year history that we talked about earlier in the show, the latest update will update Google Chrome with chat with Gemini shortcut in the Chrome Omnibox, allowing users to access the AI chatbot features without having to go to the Gemini website. The Omnibox serves as an address bar and search bar. It adds multiple other tasks to a browser. Now with a simple at prompt, you can also access Google's AI chatbot, answer questions, create images, and generate summaries, among other tasks. So a link will be up in the show note for all of you, high number percentage of you that are Chrome users. Days after 500 million in Asia went to the polls, Big Tech promises to counter 2024 election misinformation. Signatures, the tech accord to combat deceptive use of AI in 2024 elections include Adobe, Amazon, Arm, Google, IBM, Infection AI, LinkedIn, McAfee, Meta, Microsoft, OpenAI, Stability AI, TikTok, Trend Micro, and X. Accord members unveiled the effort by issuing a statement about how the members developed a set of commitments to develop technology. The group hopes to combat AI-generated audio, video, and images that deceptively fake or alter the appearance, voice, or actions of political candidates. They acknowledge that this year, record number of people go to the polls, more than 4 billion people in over 40 countries. They don't mention that 500 million have already gone to the polls this year. Indonesia and Pakistan, with the populations of 270 million, 230 million, voted on February 8th and 14th. And Indonesia's government warned of deepfakes influencing its election, while Pakistan former Prime Minister Imran Khan campaigned using deepfakes. He was jailed before the election and could not appear in flesh. So we'll see. I think this is just another uphill battle. I think you need to make your own decision on who you're going to vote for in your own way. Don't trust media. Be very, very careful whose quotes you're reviewing. I think this is a year for deep fakes. I think it's just going to continue to rock and roll. India has effectively killed the e-wallet used by over 300 million. Paytm's merchant services will live on, but its main consumer product looks to be toast. And what and why? Well, it basically is a money laundering. It's a service kind of similar to PayPal. Imagine PayPal no longer allowing people to increase their account balances. They also operate a payment network. The firm's point-of-sale terminals are a common sight across India. And they've arranged a third-party bank, Axis, to replace its own bank as the backer of its service for merchants. That's a critical step as the service changes as a service charges merchants for transactions they conduct. Merchants will be able to continue to use point-of-sale devices, provided they also use another bank. So, but basically, it was all about money laundering. They couldn't stop whatever was going on. And, it failed consistently, failed its obligation to prevent money laundering. So this should come as a warning to anyone doing business in the monetary business. The EU, here we go again. The EU opens a wide-ranging probe into TikTok. It's looking into addictive algorithms, harmful content, privacy, and more. Again and again and again. Here we go. Really? And this is just another way to take money out of these companies' pockets. I'm sure they're going to be fined. They're going to add to the coffers. This is what the EU does. They love fining media companies because they're fair game. And these companies will generally write the check, tie them up on regulatory stuff. Just ongoing. It's just ongoing. When can we not be adults? When can we not determine on our own what's good and what's bad for us? Why do we have to live in such a nanny state? The UK moves another step closer to banning phones in schools. I think this is a great idea. It follows countries like France and Italy in restricting phones during class. And some schools in the UK already have a no-phone policy in place, but these guidelines could become widespread. This is about achieving clarity and consistency in practice, backing head teachers and leaders, and giving staff confidence to act. The UK Secretary of State for Education said in release today, children are growing up in an increasingly complex world, living their lives on and offline. So this is good. I think they should have this should be in every school, in every country. No phones during class. Matter of fact, you have to have a locker outside of the school to put your phone in. And it cannot be touched during class hours. I think this is fantastic. I know some nanny moms and dads will not like it, that they won't be able to reach their kids on a moment's notice. But I'm like, I think this is something you want to get to hold of your kid, do like you used to do in the old days. Call the office. Say, I need to speak to Johnny. They go over the intercom. They tell Johnny to come to the office. Johnny comes to the office, talks to his parent. So I'm going to pick you up early. You hand the phone back to this administrator. Administrator talks to the parent, picking Johnny up 30 minutes early because of an appointment instead of being tethered by phone. I think this is beautiful. Microsoft to fix an Edge browser bug that was stealing Chrome tabs and data. And Edge has a feature that provides an option to port browser data on each launch from other browsers with user consent. This feature state might not have been syncing and displaying correctly across multiple devices. This is fixed. Now, Microsoft doesn't want to comment here. It's because the company has a long history of using these sorts of tactics we've seen from spyware developers promote its web browser. While this latest issue could well be an innocent bug, some of the many tricks that Microsoft has used include monthly Windows updates that launch Edge and pin it to the desktop and taskbar without permission, and polls or prompts that suddenly appear you to try to dissuade you from downloading Chrome. So this has been fixed. Reddit has reached an agreement to sell its users' data to train an undisclosed AI for $60 million annually. They don't say who, but you can almost guarantee it's one of the big three, OpenAI, Google, Anthropic. Time will tell where this goes. Also, OpenAI has just announced the launch of Sora.ai, although it's not available. Sora.ai will make videos. It's a powerful tool that can generate a wide range of diverse scenarios. It was demonstrated by examples provided by OpenAI, from urban night scenes to surreal settings, or it can create complex and imaginative confrontations, showcasing the versatility of its capabilities. Again, they have yet to announce a timeline for a potential launch of Sora. The company is taking careful and responsible approach to the development of its AI tools. aka they don't want it to create deep fakes. Paramount Plus and Peacock, well, they might be the next streaming platforms to merge. Paramount and Comcast already talked about combining their streaming services, and the two companies have been talking about this. The news comes about 2 months after word about a possible merger between Warner Brothers Discovery and Paramount, which could lead to the basically conglomeration of Max and Paramount Plus. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with this. Time will tell. Hey, everyone, if you've loved the show today, feel free to provide value back. Time, talent, or treasure. Of course, don't forget to support our sponsor, GoDaddy. If you haven't picked up a GoDaddy product or service yet, this is a great time to do so. We want to thank you for your attention to the podcast today. I definitely appreciate you being here and being part of the family of listeners. Geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com for all your commentary. Again, it's been my pleasure to bring the show. Be back with you on Thursday for another edition of the Geek News Central podcast. I want to thank you so very much for being here and listening in. Had a little construction going on in the house today, so I hope you don't, I don't know if you heard the banging in the background, but that's what's been happening here. All right, everyone, thanks so much for being here. We'll see you on Thursday. Everyone, take care.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.